In light of the deadly Paradise Fire in Northern California, along with other devastating fires in the state over the last 10 years, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke spoke to California Ag Today. Secretary Perdue.
The issue really right now is, what are we going to do about it? These are called disasters, and they are, because of the loss of life. Wildland fire has been greater than hurricanes this year. We've had two significant hurricanes, but the death toll is surpassing that. And the interesting thing in this disaster, these are disasters that we can do some things about. And we need to be about doing things that that we can do, but we need the authority to do that.
Good forest management. It's time to act, said Secretary Zinke.
Yeah, we've talked about active forest management for a long time. It's, you know, the talking's over. It's now it's time to act.
Zinke says there's common sense forest principles that we need to act on.
One is to remove the dead and dying trees, to thin, do prescribed burns late in the season rather than mid-season. This is fixable. The president's right. And this is not just one administration. This goes back years of failure to manage our public lands. And it is absolutely a situation that can be mitigated, but we need to act. It is unsustainable and unacceptable that we have the devastation, the loss of life, but we need to prioritize getting back to an active management system. There are other countries. I spent a lot of time in Germany. Germany does not have the scale of fires we do, and there are models of active forest management that are effective, and the president is right. This is the time to act.
But Zinke said good forest management in California has a big problem. Radical environmentalist.
Let's take a look at who's suing. Every time there is a thinning project out, who's suing? Everyone should recognize, certainly, that the density of dead and dying trees is higher, the density of trees is higher, and there's active forest management principles that we should use to mitigate these devastating forest fires. But when lawsuit after lawsuit by, yes, the radical environmental groups that would rather burn down the entire forest than cut a single tree or thin the forest. And it's easy to find who is suing and who promulgates these destructive policies. So, yes, I do lay on the feet. And I don't want to finger point. There's a lot of variables in this. And, yes, the season's getting longer. The temperatures are getting hotter. We've had a drought condition, historic drought condition in California. The dead and dying trees from beetle kill, the density of trees, the amount of underbrush, and those things can be mitigated, but we have to work together.
Secretary Perdue challenges the radical environmentalist desire for an untouched, pristine forest.
That's the problem. I think that's been the theory from well-meaning environmentalists over the years, is that a forest that you did nothing to was pristine. We know that's not to be the case. It gets undergrowth. It gets where you don't have good recreational activity, poor hiking, poor access, wildlife growth and water quality, all those kind of things. It's not pristine. And that's the issue that we're trying to bring up. A well-managed, well-groomed forest is always better for all those kind of issues and the multi-uses of, as well as providing economy and jobs for rural communities that's needed. But the wildlife, the recreational aspect, the hiking, the water quality, all those improve with well-managed forests. So I think some are coming around to that way of thinking. I think even some environmentalists have realized they've overreached in keeping management out of these forests, but we need more to come along, and we need the lawsuits to stop.
Zinke said public land is for the benefit and the enjoyment of the people and not special interest groups.
And what we've seen in the last decade is the special interest groups are really exercising their very tight agenda. And the result has been a buildup of fuels coupled with droughts, with the density of dead and dying trees. We had beetle kill, significant amount of the forest through beetle kill. And so the condition of our forests as we look at them today is not healthy. They are a threat to populations like Paradise, and we can do better. I think the solution is looking at models that are effective, using best science, best practices, and certainly having more authority where we don't have to go through entire EIS to cut a tree.
And that's exactly what Secretary Zinke had to do when he was a congressman in Montana.
As a former congressman, I sponsored a bill to allow a power company to remove vegetation in the prescribed easement. And it took an act of Congress to move the bill through that it still gave 60 days for a notification before the power company could remove what was called an imminent danger tree. This is a tree that's going to fall on the power lines. No doubt it has the potential of starting a forest fire, but it still took 60 days notification for a power company to have the authority to remove a single tree in a prescribed easement. And so there are a number of legislative fixes, and some of them can be in the farm bill to give us more authority to have category exclusions, to do what's the right thing, to take a common sense approach so we don't have to go through year after year of these 100,000 acre plus fires that are enormously destructive. They put our firefighters, our communities at risk. In the case of these last fires, I do think that America is waking up that we can manage using, again, best practices, best science. We should be able to manage our forests. And when nature alone takes its course without management, it has consequences. And those consequences, unfortunately, have led to entire communities being destroyed and a tremendous amount of loss of life. We can do better, and we should.
That's the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with California Ag Today.